I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, as always, we hope you enjoy the show, and it's no different this time. We hope you enjoy the show. If you don't enjoy the show, of course, you'll quit coming back and listening to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and I'd just be sitting here talking to myself. That's not good. Kind of nice to know there's somebody out there listening. Hello! Are you out there? Send me email. Let me know you're out there. This is Dr. Bill. Of course, you can write me at drbill@drbill.cc. Man. Of course, drbill.cc stands for Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. CC. Get it? Yes. So, if you go to that website, drbill.cc, you will find the blog upon which this podcast is based. That is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. And I would encourage you to do that. Go there, read the articles. If you do, you'll be one up on the podcast because I take the podcast directly from the articles. Just kind of review and talk about them. That's kind of the way the whole format works. And, of course, I have other cool and geeky things. If this is the first time you've been joining us, I'm just kind of giving you a little rundown on how the podcast works. If you've been listening for the last 3 or 4 years, you're probably going, what is he doing? I don't know, you know, I'm just kind of going with the flow like I usually do. Anyway, point is, we do have some other interesting things that we do. Not the least of which is geek culture. Now, let me explain the way the geek culture works. I go out across the interweb and find things that I think are funny, interesting, weird, hopefully humorous. Otherwise, you'll be bored. And it has to relate to geekiness, geek culture, Star Trek, Star Wars, Stargate, anything with star in it, and or computery, geeky, virusy, odd, worm, Trojan, weird stuff, basically. And so this time, being a Star Trekker, I have a song called Star Trekkin'. Not Trekking, Trekkin'. It ends in I-N. Yeah. So, and it, let me tell you up front, it's weird and bad. But it is funny. I hope. So, without further ado, here is Star Trekkin'.
Across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk,
Star worse person than he's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Yep. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Kirk. Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can it change the laws of physics?
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Hey,
okay, I said it was odd. I even said it was kind of bad. But I like that. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim. I missed that the first time I heard it. Somehow, that just makes it a little bit better. Not a lot better, but a little bit better. Okay, anyway, speaking of the blog that I mentioned earlier before the weird song, go to drbil.cc, and in the upper right hand corner you'll find a linky thing there that you can click on to get Go to My PC, and I'd encourage you to do that. It's a 30-day free trial, absolutely free for 30 days. That's a whole month. I mean, a whole month of getting to your PC from no matter where you are across the interweb. Come on, can't pass that up. I mean, really. So go to the website, click on that, do it now, and I guarantee you, you will be impressed with Citrix systems. I always have a hard time saying Citrix, and you know, it seems like I wouldn't have a hard time saying Citrix. A, they're the sponsors of the podcast, and I greatly appreciate that, and B, I am a Citrix systems administrator at High Point Regional Health Systems. You think I gotta say Citrix, but no. Anyway, Citrix, Go to My PC is an awesome program, very useful, and you need to try the 30-day free trial. That's what it's there for. So go check that out. Also check out the Shameless Commerce Center click here banner thingy right below it, and if you click on that, it'll take you to the bottom of the web page, where you will see all kinds of things you can click upon, not the least of which is the Amazon Kindle. I really want one of those. I keep saying that, I know, and I know some of you are tired of hearing me say that, so what I would encourage you to do is send me money so I can buy one. I guarantee you, if I get one, you will see it demoed on drbill.tv. I will show you how to use it and what it does, and it will be awesome. Speaking of drbill.tv, that's yet another video netcast that I do. And so I'd encourage you to check that out this week, because this week, speaking of Citrix systems, I have a demo of Zen Desktop. And it's really, really awesome. Awesome. Also. See, I said awesome, and then I immediately followed it with also. And so my tongue collided it with itself and ended up in a heap in my mouth. Which is not good. Okay, also, we have an awesome extra piece of Geek Software of the Week. I suppose, given that I said Geek Software of the Week, I probably should do the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Otherwise, you'll get very confused, won't you? Well, I didn't play it until just then because it's not really officially the Geek Software of the Week. This is an extra Geek Software of the Week that comes along with DrBill.TV. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll just have to go to DrBill.TV and check it out. That's www.DrBill.TV. Go to the episode link and listen to the episode from today, August the 30th. I actually get it before I did this podcast. Yes? So, I know it's there. Some of you go, yeah, you've told us before one was there, and then it wasn't there. Well, it is now, because I put it up first. Anyway. Okay. So, let's keep going with the podcast, because some of you will go, what is he doing? I'm bouncing around through a podcast like I normally do. Okay, items in the tech news. ASCII art, is it a new spam threat? Yes, spammers just keep trying to get their junk in front of our eyes. And they're trying to find ways to defeat the spam filters that we have out there in place. And so what are they doing? They're going retro. Going retro! I should have some of that Star Wars disco music playing. No, I guess not. Anyway, retro, get it? Back in the day, before there were CRT displays of any count, like our lovely LCD flat screen monitors that we have now, back in those days, those early cathode ray tube days, actually even before that on paper, remember the old line printers? Maybe you don't. Maybe you have to be a computer curmudgeon to remember that, which is why I do. Anyway, we would use ASCII art. Now, ASCII art, line art, is, when you need a big dark pixel, you can use a pound sign. When you need a very small light pixel, you use a period. And you just print those characters over and over and over and over and over and over and over in different positions, like your pixels on a screen. And if you hold it far enough away from you and kind of squint your eyes up, you can see pictures. We thought that was awesome back in the day. We were easily pleased. Anyway, ASCII art. The thing about ASCII art is it's just composed of characters, as I just mentioned. And so, given that they're just characters, those characters could be transferred through spam filters. So what are people doing? They're sending out spam with ASCII art spelling out, buy your Viagra here. It's just so lame. Okay, next item. Illegal copy of Windows? Microsoft knows and wants you to know it knows. Yes. You know that official, genuine Windows program thingy that they have you download every so often? Well, they got a new version of that. And basically, if it detects you have an illegal copy of Windows, every hour or so, it will blank out your screen to black and put up a sign that says, you may be a victim of software counterfeiting. Yes. And then gives you a link so that you can go make your copy of Windows legitimate. Microsoft, they're getting more in your face. Know what I mean? Next item. Shades of the Muppet Show. Vi-Ri in space. Now, I don't know if you remember the Muppet Show. Again, I show my computer curmudgeonliness here. But back in the day, actually, I just read this week that they're talking about remaking the Muppet Show, coming out with a new Muppet Show. That's kind of weird because Jim Henson is dead. He was the voice of Kermit. Frank Oz is retired. He was the voice of Fozzie Bear, as well as a whole lot of other characters, including Yoda. So he's retired now. So they'll have to get new voices to do all the, new people to do all the voices. I assume they'll be the same voices. Hi, Kermit the Frog here. I can't do Kermit very well. I used to be able to do Kermit pretty well, but I can't anymore. A lot of my voices aren't as good as they used to be. You know, you practice and you get to where you do voices. And, you know, there's some voices that I do that are very esoteric. Like, for instance, there was a parody of Star Wars called Hardware Wars. And they showed, you know, the ships as different household appliances. And they had, instead of Obi-Wan Kenobi, they had Augie Ben Doggy. Yes, Augie Ben Doggy. Even that's retro, because it's talking about the old show with the Augie and Doggy Daddy cartoon. Anyway, I digress. The point is, that Augie Ben Doggy, I got choked up on that. Excuse me. Yes. He went in search of the tractor beam, and so he said, I must find that tractor beam. It's one of the voices that I do. It's not too bad. Not as good as it used to be. My voice, I think, has gotten slightly gravelly or something. But anyway, I used to be able to do... See, this was a long digression to get from the fact that I used to do Kermit the Frog. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. I just can't do it the way I used to. And it's disturbing. However, I can still do a pretty mean Marvin the Martian. You remember Marvin the Martian from the old Warner Brothers cartoons with Bugs Bunny and all that? Good old Marvin. I really liked Marvin the Martian. And so when I was a kid, I would practice doing his voice all the time. For long periods of time, I would become Marvin the Martian. Ha ha. I don't want to think about that too much. Anyway. I must find the Imodium Q42 Space Modulator. Anyway. I don't know how I get off on these things. Anyway, The Muppet Show. You remember The Muppet Show? Okay. On The Muppet Show, they had a sub-show within the show called Pigs in Space. And the announcer would say, Pigs in Space! And then you would have the pigs in space. That's why we got into talking about all of that, because I was talking about viri in space. Boy, talk about digressions. Anyway, viri in space. The International Space Station got a computer virus. Is nowhere safe from the evil minions of the pigs that design viruses? That's a long way to go for a joke. Okay, it was confirmed by NASA that they discovered a computer virus on a laptop that is aboard the International Space Station. The question that came out of this, though, is should NASA worry? The virus was first discovered by Symantec back in August of 27th of 2008, with a virus being called W32.gamema.ag. It impacts systems running Windows 2000, 9598, ME, NT, XP, Windows Server 2003. At this point, though, it does not seem that there is much of a threat to NASA directly from the virus. So, whoopee. Okay, I don't know, I think it's about time for the real, yes, Geek Software of the Week. This week, the Geek Software of the Week is a new piece of software that I've discovered through various means that is very cool. It's a useful utility. It's for the very geeky out there among you. Those of you that have really cool geek chops, you can use this. Otherwise, I wouldn't encourage it because it will confuse your brain. It's called RegToy. As I say, it's not for the faint of heart, but it is very useful. RegToy. You can download it from the RegToy website, which I have a link to here. And it's a very weird link. It's k-n.co.cc/index.html. The link's in the blog. Just go there and click it. Anyway, it is a collection of useful utilities for tweaking. It is a Windows Manager, Shell Context Menu, Registry Editor, File Renamer, Screen Capture, Memory Cleaner, Disk Cleaner, Services Manager, Shutdown Scheduler, Wallpaper Changer, and so much more. Feels like you got to say, and for $19.95, but wait, there's more. No, it's free. This is totally free, I'm telling you. And it's available in many languages, including English. Or English. Wouldn't it be cool to have a program that actually had all of the stuff on the screen in English? Yeah, the Game Master's nodding. He likes the idea. I think it'd be cool. Anyway, next item. Somebody set up us the bomb. I like that. That's good. Because then you could press it and your screen would explode. That would be cool. You gotta admit. Somebody out there write that and send it to me and I'll make it a Geek Software of the Week. Do it. We get signal. Yeah, that would be another good one. When you get your Wi-Fi, it comes up and says, we get signal. This is just getting too good. Okay, so somebody out there design that and send it to me. A Skype? Skype call. It's you. Oh, yeah. Yes. What was the rest of that? Yeah, I know all your bases belong to us. That would be when it, all your bases belong to us. When you secure an IP address. Well, when you get a blue screen of death, you pretty much don't have a program running.
That would be like something like you are on your way to destruction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be on the blue screen of death after you get it. You have no chance to survive and make your time. That would be cool. All your bases belong to us. No, they just hear me talking. I think they may hear you mumbling. I doubt the microphone's picking up you talking. And maybe they heard that. I don't know. Anyway. The Game Master's sitting over here on the couch beside me, writing a story.
Star Wars.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3 goodbye. That's Hardware Wars. Yes, I know. Okay, next item. Handy tip. This is a handy tip. This came out of a friend of mine, Tim Honeycutt, who asked me, Dr. Bill, he said, I take my laptop and I leave my home network. I go anywhere else. I go to Starbucks. I go to McDonald's or anywhere that has Wi-Fi, you know, La Fiesta restaurant in Greensboro has Wi-Fi. You sit it down there and you try to send an email out of your Mozilla Thunderbird. And it goes, I'm not going to do that. Why? He asked. And I said, simple, Tim, it's like this. You have to have a trusted SMTP gateway to send your mail through. If you're on somebody else's network, they're not going to send the SMTP, Simple Mail Transport Protocol, packets through their email gateway. They're going to block it. So you need to have an email gateway that will work even if you are behind someone else's network. So he said, well, how can I do that? And I mentioned a program, or actually a service, probably a better way of saying it, which is called AuthSMTP, AuthSMTP.com. And for a small fee, you can use their software gateway. Your SMTP will go through them, and instead of using port 25, it uses port 2525 or other ports that will allow you to get through the firewall or whatever it is they have on the network that you might happen to be on. So, he said, well, okay, but, you know, you're Dr. Bill. Don't you have a free way of doing it? He knows I like free. Yeah. So, guess what? There is a free way of doing it. It's using Gmail. Now, of course, you have to sign up for a free Gmail account. That's not hard. So, go ahead and do that. Once you get your free Gmail account, A, you'll have a cool Gmail account, like moi, I got one, drbillbailey@gmail.com, drbillbailey@gmail.com. That's my Gmail email address. Anyway, point is I can use that now to send email through Gmail. How do you do that, you say? Well, you go to your SMTP server settings in Mozilla Thunderbird. You bring it up, and for description, you put Gmail. For server name, you put smtp.gmail.com. For port, you put 465. You click on username, password. You put in your username, which is your Gmail address. See, in my case, that would be drbillbailey@gmail.com. In your case, it'd be whatever you are at gmail.com. Then you click on Use Secure Connection, click SSL OK. Once you do that, Then the next time you try to send mail, it'll pop up and ask you for your password. You can put in your Gmail password when it pops up. Click the little box that says, don't ask me again. Click, and your email flows magically through Gmail on any network you happen to be on, even when you're at home. So you don't ever have to change it again. How cool is that? So there you go. Whoa, that's a cool tip. I mean, the doctor has got it going this week, all right? All right. So, cool tips. That was one. Geek Software of the Week was one. And if you go watch DrBill.TV this week, I'm telling you, you want to see that software that I demonstrate there, SDP. It's absolutely free. And what's so cool about it is you can capture video streams from Microsoft Streaming Video. You know, people that want to stream it to you and they don't want you to actually grab a copy of the video? Now you can grab the copy of the video like the evil person you are. Anyway, you can do the same thing, of course, with YouTube and Flash videos by using Download Helper with your Firefox browser. See, just threw in another little tip there for you, absolutely free. Boy, are you getting your value out of the program this week. Dude. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that being said, it's probably time, once I hear that music, yes, there it is, for the doctor to get out of here.